I was debating not even posting an episode this week because I've been sick as a dog all week long. If you can, I don't know if you can tell in my voice, I don't know if this is intolerable to listen to, but I'm still quite nasally. I can't taste anything or smell anything. My ears appear clogged. So I apologize if the sound quality or my volume is off more than usual, but I'm trying to overcompensate just due to difficulty of hearing. But today's episode is titled The Social Tango. This was written for the 4th of July. Today's the 4th of July, a day where our friends south of the border visit family and friends to barbecue and light fireworks. It's a day of celebration and gratitude, a day of connection. Whenever I see someone I'm not close with, the first thing they ask is, "How are you?" It's a rather innocuous question and often asked as a knee-jerk response to an otherwise awkward social interaction. In response, most people reply with, "I'm good, you?" Hoping that this tangle of social anxiety will die as quickly as it started. I must admit I've personally succumbed to this pitfall myself more times than I'd care to admit. Instead of falling into the same boring trap again and again, I try to be cognizant of this conversation, and I wanted to share my thoughts on how to handle this. In fact, I wanted to encourage the readers, or listeners, to take a detour from mediocrity, population 7 billion, and instead visit a little place called Curiosity. Instead of asking people, "How are you?" a question that results in the same boring answer, what if you were to ask, "Reading anything interesting? Have you read anything interesting? What are you reading lately?" What I've learned, and this is from experience, is you'd be amazed at what you learn about people and yourself by asking this question. What people are excited to share may come as an interest to you, and even if you yourself aren't necessarily interested in historical fiction, it allows you to learn more about the individual and their interests, which you may then be more interested in than just the boring "how are you?" Even if you're not interested, it may create a connection or a bridge to something else, because it's a more thoughtful question than just "how are you?" And I think that we lack the self-awareness to truly understand how we feel when asked, "How are you?" But instead of telling, we're great at showing. By sharing what you're reading, watching, listening to, you're opening a window into your interests that allow for a much deeper, meaningful conversation. To save you the awkward interaction, I will share what I started reading this week and why I think you may enjoy it. Since I've been sick, I've done nothing, very little other than sleeping, watching a little bit of Netflix, and mostly reading. And these three books have, thank God, been my life raft during this fever dream. So the first one is titled No Mud, No Lotus by Thich Nhat Hanh. The book was given to me by my brother. He knows I've been a fan of Thich Nhat Hanh's work for a long time. Self-awareness, mindfulness, gratitude, being present, mindful meditation have all been powerful tools in helping me overcome my neuroses, my anxiety, my OCD, and I was excited to hear that he was gifted this book, No Mud, No Lotus. So when I saw him before I got sick, he handed me the book, and it was perfect timing because shortly after, when I spiked a fever, it was exactly what I needed because I was horribly uncomfortable. And the entire book is about you can't necessarily control the situation, similar to Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. You can't control the situation, but you can control your reaction to it, and you can be present in the moment. And even if it's a bad moment, you can appreciate the moment because you'll know there will be moments later where you're no longer feeling like this, where you could express gratitude because you remember how bad it was in that previous moment. It's a very little book, very, very thin. It's unbelievably insightful. He is a truly wise man, or he was a truly wise man, and the insights developed from this little thin book are more than you may learn from a lifetime of reading. So, No Mud, No Lotus by Thich Nhat Hanh, cannot recommend it enough. The second one is Emotional Agility by Susan David. This is an interesting book. Susan David is a psychologist, a public speaker, and an author. She's a brilliant mind who has distilled complex ideas into an easily digestible book. Emotional Agility was recommended through the podcast The Mindful Metal Jacket. Joe List, the comedian, has a podcast about mental health called Mindful Metal Jacket, and she was a recommended author by one of the people being interviewed, one of the fellow comedians. And this person said that Susan David's book Emotional Agility really helped her, so I went to look at it, and I found it at the library. It's probably available at any library. You can buy it on Amazon. It's not that expensive. The book focuses on not fighting negative emotions, but instead embracing and analyzing them to help understand why they exist. And what I mean by that is, instead of just being present and recognizing them, like Thich Nhat Hanh would do or mindful meditation would do, she's saying, if you analyze them and use them as data, we can learn to unravel these thoughts and use them as tools to develop an understanding of why we're thinking certain ways. And by learning about the ways we think, we could take a more compassionate approach to develop our self-awareness and eventually lead to a more peaceful and present life. It's a fascinating take where instead of just recognizing I'm suffering right now, you could say, well, why am I suffering? What am I suffering? Let's explore this. Instead of just recognizing that it exists, let's actually explore it and see why it's there to begin with. It's fascinating. It's taking a scientific approach to something that we generally just try to run away from, an uncomfortable feeling. As an anxious person by nature, I often have one book related to the topic of mental health, anxiety, OCD, something like that. And while no book will be the magic bullet to kill anxiety once and for all, developing the tools and learning about the science of the mind can greatly help win the daily battle against anxiety. My last recommendation is fiction, which is one of my favorites, genres, or types of reading, rather, fiction. See, my brain is just, since I've been sick, like, this fog, this brain fog, my thinking has been greatly hindered, and even being able to string together coherent sentences, my memory, it's tough, so I apologize if this seems all over the place. But the fiction choice for the week has been Books of Blood, Volume 1, by Clive Barker. Clive Barker is the creator of the Hellraiser franchise. I've always been a fan of the Hellraiser films. I recently read the Hellraiser comic. They were inspired by a book called The Hellbound Heart, and this Books of Blood Volume 1 was a collection of short horror stories by filmmaker and author Clive Barker. Horror has always been one of my favorite genres, and Books of Blood came highly recommended. If the book is anything like the infamous horror villains that kept a young me sleeping with one eye open, this compilation of short stories should shock you to the core. Candyman was another idea from the twisted mind of Clive Barker. Next to Stephen King, one could say Clive is a modern-day horror icon. I started this book now. By the time I wrote this article, I haven't opened it yet, but I'm now two stories in. The first one was the Midnight Meat Train, which was a film they actually remade with Vinny something. He's a British actor. He's in a lot of British films, Guy Ritchie films. He often plays British gangsters. But Midnight Meat Train stars Bradley Cooper as well. It was a fantastic film, and the story was just as good in the book format as it was in the film, which rarely happens. But it goes to show you, I guess, how great of a storyteller Clive Barker is, that when doing it through film or when doing it in a book, it's equally as powerful, equally as scary. Highly recommended Midnight Meat Train, or checking out Books of Blood Volume 1 by Clive Barker. A lot of my friends don't read, but I try to change that, be it through audiobooks, traditional reading. I think reading to the mind is what food is to the body. Without a continuous supply, we tend to atrophy. So if you don't read, maybe you should try to find something that interests you. And I think you'd be surprised, and you're not giving yourself enough credit, because a lot of people feel they don't have the patience, but it's certainly good. I mean, there's certainly been benefits proven to show the benefits of reading, and it helps with concentration, helps with articulation, helps build your language, repertoire. But if you are reading, let me know what you're reading. I'd love to know. You can let me know in the comments of this post or find me on social media. I'm always looking for new recommendations. So if you don't even want to say it, just to comment, just for my sake, out of a selfish purpose, I'd love to know what you're reading so I can find new things to read. But I want to thank you guys for listening and hope my nasally voice wasn't too intolerable. Next week will be a post article, and the following week will be a podcast again. So hope you guys have a great week.